Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 5/13/2021. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen. We do have a Gog Magog war aborting, do we not? But you see, the thing I always want to emphasize is that we've got the wars, rumors of wars, but you also have the fog of war. And at every level of the Luciferian chessboard, five levels or more of the chessboard, the lie is different on every level. So when you look at a thing and they say the dark side, the Russian hackers, you know, we have to look at that, as I told you last week, in the possibility of the Red Chinese launched alleged Google balloons, the loony balloons we've talked about so much. Well, let me tell you where they're at today. All right. Yesterday we had three go up off the coast of San Diego and up to up to Long Beach, up in that area. From Long Beach to San Diego, there were three up very high in the air. Now these are 20, 24 foot platforms, 20, 25 foot. And they've got every kind of camera, every kind of microphone, every kind of antenna, every kind of frequency generating device, small ionic engines that can then keep them in a similar area or circle around that area for quite some time that are solar based, and also the ability to relay communications or to get and hack somebody or to create frequency generation of frequencies to cause weather warfare or, you know, to spawn tornadoes down the south or to zap somebody, okay? Now, consequently, we don't understand those in the signal intelligence community, the real one, those that are out there that have been there for years. They don't get why it is that the U.S. Navy allows the Red Chinese command and control to be over not only San Diego and up to Long Beach, where there's a Chinese port up there, but you got the Marine Corps base in between Pendleton. So why is it that at 50,000 feet, well, there was three of them yesterday, the third one went up above 60,000 or 62,000, and then at that point, they don't have to squawk anymore. They don't have to have a transponder on, okay? Because they're above, technically, the space of the United States. In other words, it doesn't go all the way up into infinity. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, you've got two still out there. Now, they moved out just a little bit about to the 12-mile limit. But I'm going to tell you what. Why the heck is it that the NSA, the U.S. Navy, the Marine Corps, and everybody else is allowing these stinking Red Chinese launched allegedly, for Google to help people with their internet, the poor people get the internet. Well, that doesn't fly when you're in San Diego to Los Angeles or to Long Beach, does it? Everybody got the internet. I mean, you can get a Biden phone and then go get the internet. Not a problem. So what they're doing is command and control, looking down at our naval assets, our carrier groups, the Marine Corps bases, all of the stuff, the Marine Amphib base, you know, and on up into the port system of Long Beach and Los Angeles. And they're watching to see what's going on and also where to target. And then they can also figure out who's who and who's where. What admirals might be there, what boat drivers might be over here, what Marine Corps officers where they might be, and they can hit everybody. All right? Tap into their phones. Get their comms. You see what I'm saying? So why do they allow it? Why doesn't somebody just do one of them little jump jets up in the air and go on up there and then stray off course, go out beyond the 12-mile limit, and then oh, mistakenly, I had a twitchy finger. I had a twitchy finger. Zoop! Box one, box two, you know, and there it goes. Oh, well, loony balloon, you know. So sorry. Now, the fact that they're going out past the 12-mile limit just a little bit tells you that the Red Chinese know that they've got to try to stay out there, you see, to make it plausible. All right? Well, let's just claim the Red Chinese limit of 200 miles, and let's blow the sons of bitches out of the damn sky. Why are you letting look-down capability from 52,000 to 50 to 60,000 feet and allowing them to vacuum up all of your comms, overlook all your vessels, your ships, your marine formations, your SEAL teams, all of your stuff to report back to Red China when it is you're leaving and when this one's going out and all of that? Now, we also have, let's go to the other coast, the East Coast. We also have at Norfolk and Hampton Roads, Oceana, Virginia Beach, that whole area, the whole U.S. military complex there, the Navy, all of the naval aviation, the SEAL teams, Little Creek, Army bases, CIA base, all the different stuff that is in that area. And they've got two up over there at about the 12-mile limit at about 52,000 feet. Now, what people don't get is they can see all the way up from that altitude to some pens at Groton, Connecticut, to the sub base, and then also down to Jacksonville, where we got our other subs and stuff down there. They can see all the way up and down the coast and overlook Washington, D.C. They could see if there were a lot of helicopters all of a sudden popped up to take top dogs and upper-class politicians and admirals and generals to the secret bunkers, okay? Yeah, what are they? Well, you got Mount Weather, you got Mount Pony, you got Raven Rock, you got, you know, this one, that one, and the other one. There's 10 jillion of them up there in the old Blue Ridge and different places. So why is it that we're allowing, supposedly for Google, to help everybody in Norfolk and Oceana to have the internet? Virginia Beach doesn't have enough internet. Bologna. That's malarkey. Joe, Red China Joe got paid by his son, don't you know? Or at least they allege that he got $1.45 billion. And every time, do you understand how it interlocks? And, oh, by the way, we still have the one up over the Mississippi-Louisiana line, the one that I allege may have spawned 75 tornadoes and also could have been involved spoofing the Russians and hacking into the Colonial Pipeline, because you know why? They're right up above it at about 55,000 feet. They can then see the whole refinery complexes, all of the naval and military bases from Texas all the way to Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, all up and down the coastlines. So why doesn't somebody from the NSA put a dadgum jet up there and go up and look and see and just say, oh, twitchy finger two, box one, box two, you know? Blew them out of the sky. Why is the U.S. military, the no such arseholes, necrophiliac Shiite arseholes, Why are they allowing red Chinese command and control surveillance and to vacuum up all of our military, industrial communications, and to be able to relay stuff to Chinese or to Russian submarines off the coast of the United States, or back to Beijing, or back to wherever. Or maybe they can relay then stuff in to red Chinese commandos inside the United States who are in the back room of the eateries, you know, the Chinese restaurants, or working in a port somewhere like in Long Beach, or to the Russian Spetsnaz who are still here by the thousands, or to the Iranians, the Hamas, Hezbollah, Hukaduka, ISIS, you know, all the different usual suspects. They can then relay stuff to them, and then at the same time, they can put, allegedly now, you know what they consider to be the biggest terrorist threat by the Biden administration? They just put it out. Just put it out on air. And meanwhile, they're trying to possibly indict Trump in Palm Beach, Florida. Can you believe that crap? So, let's just see here. Let me go back down here and find what I'm looking at. Okay, let's see here. Yeah, here it is right here. According to the Beijing, Red China Joe, $7 a gallon now. You got $6.99 a gallon for regular in Virginia, I guess this morning or yesterday afternoon. And Red China Joe, who's for the $7 a gallon, Red China Joe. And oh, but it's all solved now. There's going to be stuff blowing through the deal. And why? Because allegedly they spent the money to pay off the hackers. They spent the $4 or $5 million to buy off the hackers and to release the flow of the systems so they could put it back out, which then Red China Joe has no comment upon.
I have no comment on yet.
Okay? But guess who they think the biggest terrorist threat to the United States is? Is it the Iranians? The Russians? Red Chinese? Oh, no. White supremacists. This is your genius FBI at work. Your genius DHS. Hut, hut, hut. Hut, hut, hut. It's the white supremacists or the top domestic violent extremist threat facing the U.S., says a Biden official. President Red China Joe, $7 a gallon man, top law official, has warned that white supremacists pose the most serious domestic terror threat to the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said domestic violent extremists pose an elevated threat in 2021. Well, yeah, the FBI is still running every Klan group, aren't they? They still run every black zip-zag or every militant group. Who was it that the FBI had their undercover man was asked the top people in New York City, do you really want me to allow real chemicals to put into these bombs that these fools are making? He was a colonel in the Egyptian intelligence agency who worked before the first Twin Towers bomb, okay? And he asked the head of the FBI in New York City, counter-terror, do you want me to make these bombs inert? In other words, they won't blow up, or do you want me to make them real? And they said, oh, by all means, make them real. So they made them real, and they blew the Twin Trade Towers for the first time. That was done on the orders of the top FBI in New York City. Now we, after that, have had the FBI do all kind of stuff and done coup d'etats. Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, all of them, plus the DOJ people, plus Brennan and what's his name? Clap on, clap off, okay? They're the ones who ran the, you know, the coup d'etat against Trump for over 4 years. They attempted it, and they finally got him. And now Liz Cheney, I call her Darth Dove Lesbo, Darth Dove Lesbo, okay? She's going after Trump, and I guess they removed her from the stuff there, the leadership committee. But she's working for Daddy and working for the CIA because they were involved in it. Ladies and gentlemen, the top terror groups that should be looked at are the Russian Spetsnaz that Obama hired. Yes, President Obama hired Russian Spetsnaz. They took them to Colorado. Fort Carson. And they paired them up with Rangers, U.S. Special Forces, different people. And they even included them in drills. Obama included them in drills where in the drill scenario, the bad guys were U.S. Christian patriot groups who allegedly in the drill scenario took over Cheyenne Mountain, which then they allowed the Russian Spetsnaz to go in and to then allegedly to get into Cheyenne Mountain, break into it from the outside or whatever, and then take out in the drill the U.S. veterans who are constitutional veterans who are Christians who took over and attacked the United States. So I'm going to tell you this one more time, because they, in their little deal now, they say, oh, well, those who talk about different stuff might not be the actuality of the thing. I'm going to read from the Declaration of Independence. This is the Declaration of Independence of the United States. And it says that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. I'm reading the Declaration of Independence. Now you see, to these people that are in the FBI, that are in the DHS, that are in the DOJ, that, you see, is wrong. That is extremism. Reading the Declaration of Independence and, oh my, the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Well, then you are a racist COVID anti-vax hater. That's what you are. Well, shove it up your wazoo, because I'm sticking with the Founding Fathers. Of course, I remember when the brave firefighter from out back in those days, out from Junction City, Kansas, was in Kansas City for a meeting where they were training the DHS guy, the little weasel DHS guy, who thought he was so cute. And Alex Jones had a film, had a video clip of it on back during the time when he was first putting out his videos. And it was probably, I can't see the videos right where I'm sitting from right now, but it was one of the very first ones he put it out about. Oh, my. Like 9/11, Descend into Tyranny, those days, the very beginning. And there's a whole series showing in the Kansas City, Missouri training thing where they were training police and fire from Kansas and Missouri. And that was videotaped by one of the guys from Junction City, the fire department back then. That's been a long time ago. Been back almost 20 years ago now. And in that video, the little DHS training weasel said to the firemen and the police who were being trained that he gave a definition of terrorism. He said, and you know that the founding fathers were terrorists. The founding fathers were terrorists. And he also goes on to say in that video, that SOB, that little pipsqueak, piece of crap, DHS trainer who was in Kansas City, Missouri, about 2001, talking to the fire and police, telling them the founding fathers were terrorists and that Jesus was a terrorist. Well, that's your government. That's your fiddle with boys internally. That's your Department of Human Sacrifice. So don't understand or tell me that the biggest threat to America is the white supremacists. The biggest threat to America are the Russians, Red Chinese, Iranians, North Koreans, and the Illuminati, Luciferian, top slot bankers, generals, admirals, politicians, scumbags, and their demon minions and hordes. Let me tell you this. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. You betcha. And I will say this. He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. And therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, and so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. And there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And that's about it. I don't care. That is about the size of this matter. I'll tell you what. You cannot believe it. Now there's a woman who says she paid $9.99 a gallon in Charlotte, North Carolina. Okay? So we got to, Doc Jack, we might have to start calling him $10 Joe. $10 Joe. And then you see every time he tells you that he's going to spend all this money, they borrow it from the Red Chinese, who already own most of our debt. So that gives them more and more control over America and Red China Joe. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but I will say this. You've still got the loony balloon up over the Gulf of Mexico. We're looking everything at the line there. You know, somebody ought to launch a plane. Somebody ought to put up and go look and see at the Google balloon off the coast there and see what they're doing and pick up their crap. And oh, maybe you just got twitchy finger. Twitchy, twitchy, litchy, twitchy finger. Whoop! Oh my, by mistake, I let off a rocket at that, you know, an air-to-air missile. Ha-ha! Or maybe you should get a C-130 up there with them big hooks, you know, the big hooks. They used to hook up and pick up the capsules from the Corona satellites that they used to pop out or out of the different stuff, you know, that they took pictures of things. And they came down in the parachutes, and the C-130s went out and hooked them, you know. Bring them back in. For incidentally, as a sidelight, if you did not watch The Book of Secrets, the new season started last Tuesday night after Oak Island and after the, whatchamajigger, the Skinwalker Ranch. And it started, and the first episode was the Secret Space Program. There was a lot of stuff that was let out of the bag or shown in that most people are not familiar with. And if you do some close little looking, you're going to see some real cutesy things. One thing where they're showing a look down from up above, supposedly from the Corona satellites in 59, and they show like an entire area of United States, I believe, or it was some country, where the entire top slid off, like somebody's got a building or a farm or, you know, whatever it is, apple orchards or rows of crops, and then it's sitting on top with dirt and everything, but then underneath it is a big sliding door or lid that slides, and then you can see down in, and then somebody put that picture in there really kind of neat because you could see inside there. And way down in it, you can see the hydraulic mechanism for sliding the entire countryside for, you know, whatever it was, a few hundred yards or 1,000 yards off to the edge to let something in or out from the deep below. Now, that's exactly the story that I've heard about, allegedly, and read about in other sources, about out there by the Edgewood Arsenal, that they said, hey, man, we flew over that area in a dadgum entire, like, farmer's field and a bunch of stuff. Trees and houses slid to the side, and then up spacecraft popped up out of that. So let me say this, ladies and gentlemen. Things ain't quite like they seem, are they? You know? You hear that from the movies, you know? That's a sidelight. But Brother Quayle's been talking about the fallen angels, and they're back. They're back. They're using the AI. They're involved heavily in the genetic experimentation. They're involved in the bioweapons warfare. They're doing the commingling of different species and animals with human DNA. Rand Paul basically caught old Fauci in a lie before the Senate the other day and caught him in a lie about the gain of function research that I was talking to you about over a year ago. We knew Fauci. We knew that he gave the grants to what's the guy's name, Barrick, and then the Bat Lady and all those people, and that they were doing that gain of function research, as Rand Paul says, juicing up the genetics of an animal virus to make it more susceptible and able to give it to humans and make it more deadly or easier to catch. So the game is starting to be up. Well, guess what? After a couple of days of that and all of this missing gasoline, old Red China Joe's got to come out with something, don't you know? So all of a sudden they give new guidance. New guidance from science. And if you've got the double vaccination, if you're vaccinated, well, then you don't have to wear a mask outside or inside, except in very close, interesting circumstances, which probably still means you've still got to wear one on a plane and maybe in some stores if they require it. But old China Joe's telling you, but if you've got, if you haven't been vaccinated, if you're not doing your American duty to the country, your duty to the country, and getting the vaccines, which then you can stick magnets on your arm because they got so much metal and stuff inside you there so that it makes a real nice reception or antenna or tracking marker, you know? So they can beep it, and then it responds, and whoa, there's old Hookaduka, and there's old Billy Bob, and there's Jill St. John, and there's 007. They're all over here, over there. Yeah. But then he says, well, if somebody's still wearing a mask, which you got to if you're not vaccinated, you have to wear the mask everywhere, all right? If somebody's wearing a mask, be nice to them. Be kind. Meanwhile, who's this guy, this major general or ass hat, whatever his name is? What's his name? McGee. What's his name? Let's see. I think I got his name here somewhere. And Fort Campbell, I always had a bit of affinity for, in a sense. Because the people who used to be called Task Force 160 or Special Operation Air Regiment 160 or the Night Stalkers. Of course, not all the Night Stalkers are the ones that I knew, but be that as it may, I've been to Clarksville and talked to the warrant officers before and all kind of different people. They're pretty good guys, you know. But here we got him. Where is he at? Commanding General right here. Commanding General at Fort Campbell issues new guidelines. Unvaccinated soldiers cannot take a pass or leave the base and are considered non-deployable. So basically then that means, and look at this little sucker, you know, MGJP McGee, Commanding General, 101st Airborne Division, Air Assault, Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And your hair's too long, General. Starting to look like a pink jockstrap type. Starting to look like a pink jockstrap, General. It looks like to me. Yeah, and you got your bug eyes, and they gave you the mind whack, and so you can stare somebody down and look into the camera. But I'm going to tell you what. The people there who have not taken the vaccine, which is their rights because it's experimental, then they just ought to get the heck out of the military, or perhaps if they're not deployable, then they don't have to have any duty. They can just sit in their bunks, okay? And he's going to say there was a 20-mile restriction on pass and leave, but he's taking away any choice from soldiers who have sworn the oath to protect and defend. But here's how he's handling it. If you don't take the vax, then you don't get to go deploy, so that means your career is gone, all these people are gone. Well, let me tell you something, Major General J.P. McGee, you're a piece of crap, you're a piece of doo-doo, you're a piece of dookie, you know, little pink jackstrap, J.P. McGee. M.G., you ain't worth the salt you could lick up your own backside, you son of a buck. Go sit on it, J.P. McGee. 101st ain't nothing anymore, I guess. Heck with you, man. Now, on the other hand, they've always given all the troops in the past, they've given them every kind of a thing, every kind of shot, but they've also killed a lot of people, killed a whole lot of people with that during the Gulf War, and the Gulf War illness was somewhat because of that. Well, I would tell you what, I would sure have some ivermectin in my backpack, you know, or in my butt pack or whatever I'm going to be, or my junk pants, you know, in the side pockets. I sure have some ivermectin and all that because they're going to come for you guys. And to the Night Stalkers, those that understand scene Paris, okay, Cine Paris, and also the ones that got the special patch, that something's different on certain stalker patches and then on others. Anyway, I just am angry at that, but they're coming for everybody. Even if you're black and you don't take the vaccine, then you're a racist who's a white supremacist, you see. And you got your hybrid running the Secretary of Defense as a dadgum hybrid. So what are we going to do? Have to listen to all you jerks in the command where you get your money from the backside and you got it in all kind of foreign bank accounts? Yeah. You got dead eyes, J.P. McGee. You got jet eyes, M.G.J.P. McGee. You got no soul in them. You got no soul in them. So you just turn all that back on yourself and leave your people alone and let them proceed. And if that is the case, then you should deploy the ones that aren't vaccinated, because your vaccinated troops are the ones shedding on everybody else, shedding the spike protein. And when you stupid idiots find out that when they whip up the 5, 6, 7, 8 G like they did in Wuhan, China, at the Special Forces Games, the Special Ops Games, in the fall of 2019, that's when they released this crap, and they turned on the 5G so high, so powerfully, that the hair on the back of people's heads would stand up and on their arms, okay? And that juiced all this stuff up. And the Fauci is the one that funded the gain of function research. He gave it to some group, Echo something or other in New York City, who then gave it to the red Chinese bat lady in Wuhan. But prior to that, she was over here, allegedly with this Dr. Barrick guy from North Carolina, and they're making and creating the SARS and molding it with the new bat virus to make it more deadly and easy to catch. Or to make it easier to catch anyway. And then there was a law passed in the United States that said you couldn't do that in the U.S. anymore, unless you were under the control of a certain committee that was overseeing you. And that's because back, what was it, 2011 or 12, when the Dutch created a new flu, remember? A new hemorrhagic flu. Well, these guys are doing that crap all the time. The Plum Island that used to be run by the Nazi scientists, whose specialization was what? Ticks and mosquitoes. And his little Plum Island was right across from what? Lyme, L-Y-M-E, Connecticut, across the bay. And that's the first place that Lyme disease came out of, right? And now they're moving Plum Island and parts of U.S. Airmen there in Fort Detrick. They're moving that crap. The highest levels are moving out into the cattle, wheat, cattle country, right on top of the Ogallala Aquifer in Manhattan, Kansas. Why would you put level 4 or 5 bioweapons lab there? Only if you want to kill off large amounts of herds, and maybe you create some diseases that then harm the wheat crops or the corn crops or the sorghum crops or whatever, that kill cattle as well as killing the deer. The Jakob Kreutzfeldt that became the deer painting stuff, you know? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, you need to prepare in earnest as best you can. Lord Jesus knows, you know, that if you can do the best you can, or to pray to him and ask him to put you in touch with somebody who can help you, or some relative or other person. But if you can't do anything else, you can put back some water in an old plastic water jug. You can put it in collapsible water bottles or the water bricks or whatever you might have. you can get an extra can or two of Chunky or Progresso soup that already has the liquid in it. And each one of those is a ration for one person a day. So you got four in your family. If you can get an extra four cans a week, say $10 or $12 worth a week, then you should do it. But even if you can't, get one more can of Chunky soup a week and put it back on the shelf. You can get cans of tuna. You can get cans of SpaghettiOs with meatballs. You can get cans of whatever it is, too, you know, vegetables, corn, green beans. But you better start getting ready in earnest now, because let's say they paid the ransom for this deal, but still not going to have full stuff going through the pipe to get to the gas stations until about somewhere close to Memorial Day. But you've already got people who've blown their vacations. You've got in between them and already starting. You've got all these trucks that are sitting. Brother Quayle mentioned in his podcast, I was the one that gave information from a source of mine in Ohio that said last night, or let's see, I guess it was the night before or whenever, that would have been Tuesday night or Wednesday, early a.m., that the Ohio State Patrol was talking, you know, one of the patrolmen was talking to headquarters, and they were talking about the truck stops were filling up so full that nobody could get out or in or anything, and there's no gas, and everybody's sitting in there parking, and then they're still coming in off the road, and there's lines of people trying to get in, and that all of them were like that. And so then they talked to headquarters, and headquarters got in touch with some farmer who said, okay, yeah, we'll let you, if there need to be, we can move them over there and put them on some empty ground that I don't have crops on right now, and you can park the trucks in there. You got trucks parked all over the United States. You got loads on they can't deliver. You got stuff that's going to spoil. You got food on there that can't get to grocery stores. And that's going to start showing up and showing up, and they're still telling you, no need to worry, it's all fixed now. $10 gallon Red China Joe, he's got it fixed, don't you know? But the fact is, you're still going to see shortages of gas for probably the next 10 days to 2 weeks. So let me ask you this. Let's say that if the Russians or somebody where they're getting ready to smack us, or the Red Chinese or the Iranians or all three of them, because they all have military treaties together, Russia, Iran, it used to be also Syria, and then also then Red China, they all had treaties, military treaties, and that also includes Venezuela, which for years, if you remember listening to this show, I had information that the sub pen on La Orquilla, the presidential island off the coast of Venezuela, there's an old Nazi sub pen up in there, and that the Russians had gone up inside that thing and were using that as a sub base. And that's when old Chavez was still ordering large amounts of Russian Hind helicopters, AK-47s, and all kind of stuff, missiles, anti-tank weapons, all kind of things, aircraft, what have you, before he died. And then lo and behold, if you remember that old Hawk remember told you that, oh, the U.S. Navy did send some kind of a plane over that, and that the Venezuelan air traffic control said to U.S. Navy P-3 Orion or whatever, do you need a map of, like a current atlas that shows where the borderline of Venezuela is at? Or do you need us to have somebody to come up to escort you off? And then the U.S. Navy plane had flown over La Orquilla Island after old Hawk told you about it, and had information from somebody telling him that that was going on. Well, now they're using the Lourdes facility in Cuba and they got all the Russians down there. You got all the Spetsnaz in the United States. You got, as Brother Quayle has called them and told you, that the Russians have the weapons of indignation. The weapons of indignation. And he cites in his podcast yesterday, he cites about indignation in Isaiah 26:20. He cites also then, also in Nahum, I believe, 1:5-7. And the word that is indignation apparently is used. So the Russians are very specific what they're going to do, and they had the subs up in the Arctic Circle with the missile launch tubes open, showing it on the internet. The weapon of indignation is to pop 2 or 3 over the center of the United States with the EMP and to take out the entire power grid of the United States, just as I've been telling you and telling you for years. And that also will knock out about 95% of all the automobiles and almost all the interstates. All your roads, your streets are going to turn into parking lots. If you had a lot of money, go out and get an old-time cat dozer, okay? Get a big bulldozer, diesel, and you stock up on some diesel while you can still get it somewhere. And you get your new good glow plug. And if necessary, just keep the thing running all the time in the winter or whatever. But the fact is, you're going to have to be pushing cars off the road so you can get through. Read 1 second after William R. Forstchen, Forstchen, a forged book. 1 second after. It's a novel. You can read it real quick in a couple days over the weekend, but you ought to read it. And if you're not preparing, then you will pretty quickly understand you need to prep. You can also read that book also. Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse, James Wesley Rawls, where he talks about Teotihuacan, the end of the world as we know it. Okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, they've got also a lot of gasoline trucks now being delivering gasoline. Then I'm reminded then, of course, of the Day of Wrath, okay, where you got somebody driving those trucks, then takes them and then they ram them into all kind of people on the road. So this thing is going to go wild weasel. It's going to go to Function Junction. Brother Quayle said that time, reality, and prophecy were now intersecting. That's what old Hawk calls Function Junction, where you got 10 different trains or 13 different Casey Jones trains, and old Casey is drinking moonshine and shooting crystal methamphetamine, and he's got the hammer down, and somebody's putting coal to the engine. Continually throwing coal and wood into the engine, and they got a head of steam, and they're going downhill at 120 mile an hour, and they're all heading to Function Junction at the same time. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, while there's still time to do it. Anything is most needed and wanted can be Federal Reserve notes. Can be a silver dime or a silver dollar or ounce of silver, whatever it might be. It could be a bit of gold, platinum. It could be a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. May he provide you, if you're listening tonight, medical miracles for each of you who need it. May he provide you true sanctuary for someone will be wanting to put their family into true sanctuary and to move them there, or if the Lord tells you to stay right where you're at. It don't always have to be a bug out. The Lord may preserve you right where you sit. But you need to pray to our Father in heaven and the Lord Jesus and ask him, where do you want me to be, Lord? Where is their true sanctuary for my family? Where can I take them? Or do you want me to stay where I'm at? So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, you might be where you need to be. Or if you're going to go, then you probably should start thinking about figuring out to go, but only if the Lord tells you to go, okay? You really have to pray and then listen for the answer. You really have to do that. So meanwhile, the Red Chinese are up right now over San Diego to Long Beach, overlooking with three alleged Google loony balloons launched by the Red Chinese. Guys see them get launched. They go up to altitude. The one out on the West Coast went up above 62,000, turned off the transponder. That could be getting ready to do something to some kind of a West Coast pipeline, you know, or to a West Coast refinery, you see. Maybe they take away the gasoline in California. That would be something, wouldn't it, huh? So now we've got, I'll tell you what, fallen angels and their dominion, their minions, Lucy minions, demons, gargoyles, with all the different type of entities. And allegedly they got Lucifer down below in Antarctica. And you remember back a few years ago, they all went to visit down there. All of the different big shots, the Lizard Obama went, Joker Tut. All the different people from different tops of corporations. Some people that were the head of religious groups or churches. Ought to go down there and meet him. Greg Evenson, before he passed, told us how they had information that they were reopening all the underground tunnels from Antarctica and opening them up so they could come up into South America and on into North America and all around the world. So you're going to see stuff that comes onto this planet you ain't going to believe. But I'm going to tell you what, put on the full armor, got it, put on your body armor and your helmets. Load your magazines, sharpen your K-bars, your machetes, and your Paul Chin katanas. And I'm going to tell you what, you be ready to stand in the gap. You might want to have some copper bullets, some copper ammunition, you see, because copper don't do good. Maybe you can set a few traps with the copper stuff ready and waiting. Maybe they'll fall into them if you trip them, you know. But the one thing on these gigantes, the big boys, the Romans said you got to cut them down to size, okay? Roman legions bought them. Well, we can fight them too, but I'm going to tell you, it's not only Antarctica. There's a black pyramid out there in Alaska. It's all fenced off, too. It's by McGrath, Alaska. And any of my old buddy from Tannin up in there, all that, if you know anything about that black pyramid that they found near McGrath, it's all fenced off, razor wire stuff. If you know anything about it, let me know. And then I'll tell you, you've got other places around the world where the Lucies, the fallen angels, are popping up in the background. They got their AI running the show. You see, Lucifer, I one time saw in a vision a crystal city, all right? And in that crystal city, it had all these giant TV screens. And it was crystalline. It was so pretty, like if you're looking from a distance. But then as I looked down, I saw some interesting beings down on the ground in this vision. and they were like trolls or like miners, like guys coming out of the ground that were miners. They were like troll types, you know, short, very stocky and all of that. And no, I had not seen the, you know, the stuff made in Australia or New Zealand, the movies. About all the different ones. Yeah, there's my buddy, Old Wood. Hey, Wood. Old Cat Dozers, unstoppable. Absolutely. Absolutely. The Old Cat Dozers. I started one once when I was a kid, and somebody else put it in gear, and it took off down the road, and we had to leap off. Apparently, it wasn't going too fast, but it was cutting pretty good swath through different trees and stuff, so till somebody else jumped up on it. But that's been, many moons ago before some interstates were even built. All right? But anyway, I saw that Crystal City, and it was like I was inside of it looking at it. I didn't see Lucifer or anything like that, but I knew that this was a presence of his residence or a command center. And it was just like the Emperor Ming on the old, had the TV screen on the old movie from the 80s, Flash Gordon, Hero of the Universe. The Flash Gordon movie, where in the beginning of the movie, Emperor Ming was looking at pictures of the Earth and putting hailstorms and tornadoes and hurricanes and volcanoes were exploding and bombs going off. The chaos was being created, which is being created right now. The Ordo Epcheo, out of the chaos comes the order. But Lucy wants to kill off about 7 of the 7.5 billion people and leave planet Earth no more than 500 million in harmony and perpetuity. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your high technology. All evil, everyone. They invite you to suit the button, please.